Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Can we survive the holiday cocktail hour? I know I do love my cocktails at this time of the year, but we do have to be careful because there's so many hidden calories in the things that you drink. It really adds up and makes it very hard to keep your resolution to be good over the holidays and not put on the 6 to 10 pounds. My guest is Dr. Felicia Stoller. She's a registered dietitian, exercise physiologist, and expert consultant in disease prevention, wellness, and healthy living. Dr. Stoller, how do we keep our resolution and still be able to kind of tip one back occasionally?
Oh, I know, right? Alcohol's got to be my favorite food group. No, I'm just kidding.
Me too.
I know, right? You know, it's really hard. I guess, first of all, the most important thing is to try to, like, think about making sure that New Year's resolution is a manageable and realistic New Year's resolution, right? Because sometimes we set these really very unrealistic expectations of what we hope to achieve in the new year, and then we, like, inevitably fail because we set the bar so high that we just can't even, like, lift our bodies up and around it. So, you know, as far as, holidays and beverages, I mean, there's lots of really yummy tasting things that are out this time of year that are just like laden with calories, you know, so you have to decide if you'd rather drink the calories or chew the calories.
Well, and I know that there's even a new disease coined drunkorexia.
Oh.
It is. And people who save up their calories all day to drink. To use their calories
yes.
on drinking, and
yes.
I don't think that's a good idea because then you're really not absorbing any of the alcohol, and boy, it can get you pretty sick.
Well, I do recall a friend of mine many years ago. We used to go out for a mommy's night out, and she would definitely save her Weight Watchers points for alcohol.
I remember counting up those Weight Watcher points for my wine glasses.
Yeah, I mean, that's not the best way to get your calories, you know, and I like to remind people that the calories in alcohol are closer to, like from an actual number standpoint, are closer to the calories in fat. So it's 7 kcals per gram, and fat is 9 kcals per gram, whereas protein and carbohydrates are 4 calories. So, you know, you just have to really be careful about what you're drinking. So what I always recommend that people do is, first of all, you can use club soda to make something go a little bit further, right? So you can take that eggnog, or you can take wine, or, you know, your vodka, and you can water it down a little bit with some club soda.
So
right,
club soda is one way, and because it doesn't have much flavor, adding citrus like a lemon or a lime always will help increase the flavor. Now, Dr. Stoller, what about, because people don't realize in the mixes. Now, like if I make a margarita, I just use lime juice and maybe
correct.
A Grand Marnier and a tequila. I don't use those mixes because those things with all the syrup, they're filled
yeah.
with sugar and calories, aren't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. Yeah, they're filled with empty calories is what they're filled with. So, yeah, they are. And this time of year, I actually did discover there are some really nice sort of, pumpkin and eggnog-themed alcohols, liqueurs that are out there. Those are way filled with lots of calories. So you have to be very careful with how much of that you're drinking. You know, if you add that to coffee, if you add that to, you know, some other hot beverage or adding something to a hot chocolate, you know, just be careful of how much of the sweet stuff you're putting down in your drinks.
Now, what about those skinny girl cocktails? Because the reason I don't necessarily use them or like them is the artificial sweeteners in there.
Well, it is mostly made with agave.
Oh, it is.
Most of that stuff. It is. It is mostly agave-based. But what I will tell you that people don't realize, and I only know this from our summertime of putting alcohol in the freezer, that stuff freezes up because it's really got a low percentage of alcohol. So that's really what's going on there, too, is that the percent of alcohol that's in there is very low. So that's also going to keep the calories down. So it's basically watered-down booze.
Okay, now what about, so beer and wine, you know, seem to be a lot of the favorites. Are there less calories in white wine than red wine? Is there, you know, beer, do you try and really go for those light beers or just have one beer?
Yeah, well, you know, the beer is a tough call because beer has a lot of calories and even light beer, you know, has less calories but less buzz, so you have to drink twice as many to get the same effect. So if you're looking for that buzz effect, which most people are, my recommendation is vodka, gin, or wine. You know, red or white doesn't make a difference, but as we know, red wine does have those wonderful antioxidant properties in that that are different than the properties in, found in, you know, purple grape juice. So, you know, if somebody doesn't drink alcohol, I don't want them to feel that, you know, they can't get those same benefits as well. So, you know, that's really my recommendation. Champagne also is up there in the wine category. So, you know, what happens is people don't realize, like, what's the serving size of alcohol? It's like 4 to 6 ounces. It's not, you know, as far as wine goes, it's sometimes people fill up a very large glass and they don't realize how much they're drinking. So I usually say to people, 2 cocktails, that's it. So that's why the beer isn't the easy, it's hard to give you an easy answer with beer because usually people are drinking more than that. It doesn't have the same alcohol volume.
And as you pointed out, there's resveratrol in the red wines and the good antioxidants. So by, and we're going to talk about superfoods and the holidays in another segment. But so that is one way to kind of do that. And people tend not to, you know, it's a little heavier. It's a little thicker. Now, what do you think about eating before you start drinking? Does that help to sort of reduce that hangover or maybe make you not as hungry so that your inhibitions from drinking are not so dramatically reduced?
Well, I know that some people drink because they want to get their groove on and relax. You know, holidays are very stressful times for people. And sometimes when we're with our family, they create more stress for us, even though we love them. We sometimes love to hate them. So that's sometimes why people drink and they think it does take the edge off. But it does, as you said, decrease your inhibition. So what I usually recommend that people do is, yes, you do want to eat. You don't want to drink alcohol on an empty stomach. But what I also recommend is that when you are someplace, you fill up your plate with food, right? Like at a, you know, happy hour, cocktail hour, when there are appetizers out, you fill up your plate with everything that you plan to eat, you know, for that little portion of time, and then you stop. You don't just keep grazing and going back over for more and then back over for more, because that becomes problematic as far as, you know, eating extra calories during the holidays.
Well, you could really, I mean, you're right, because you could really sit there and completely eat all night that way. And what do you think about one of the ideas people use of drinking a glass of water before they start drinking and in between each and every drink?
I'm a huge fan of water, and just in the manner that you recommended, I absolutely, whether it be water, it could be club soda, I definitely recommend doing that. It helps to keep you well hydrated as well. As we know, alcohol does dehydrate you, and that is what really causes the hangover the next day, not to mention that sometimes, you know, your stomach is hurting because, you know, the alcohol is rather harsh on your, you know, stomach lining. But, you know, the dehydration really is the issue. So making sure you have adequate amounts of water before, during, and after consuming alcohol is really, really essential to minimize the hangover the next day.
And what about using mixers that are light mixtures? Like you mentioned club soda, but then there's, you know, cranberry juice for a Cosmo. And, you know, so you think these drinks are healthy because, wow, there's juice in there, orange juice in a screwdriver, tomato juice in a Bloody Mary. You know, all of these things have, so are, do they make them healthy for us by drinking our orange juice or tomato juice?
Well, I mean, it is a good way to get your tomato juice down. I like a good V8 Bloody Mary, I won't lie. But and I use orange juice with plant sterols in it when I'm making screwdrivers. So, you know, I'm always trying to find some other healthy, positive spin in my drinks when I am having something like that and serving those with my friends. But, you know, with cranberry juice in particular, you know, a lot of times restaurants and bars are not serving, it's not real 100% cranberry juice. It's cranberry juice cocktail. If you look at it, it's not, you know, sometimes it's just got some small amounts of cranberry in it. It's usually just pink water. So, you know, I wouldn't think of it as, oh, well, it's a great source of cranberry juice and I'm getting all the vitamin C that goes along with cranberries. I wouldn't really think of it like that. But I would just caution, you know, how many drinks you're having that have a lot of, let's say, added juice in it, and to be careful. And I always say, like, add lots of ice to things, too. You know, ice is another way to water it down, make it last a little bit longer.
Well, those are
the great... And try not to drink it right away.
And try not to drink it right away. Eat some food before you go. That way you won't be tempted to graze all night. Water down your drinks a little bit with ice, you know, and... doesn't hurt to have that tomato juice every once in a while. You're listening to Radio MD and Train Your Body. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.